Chapter 6, Probing Professional and Other Uses for ChatGPT. In this chapter, locating software integrated with ChatGPT, using ChatGPT to translate, zooming in on ChatGPT's role in virtual meetings, grasping how many industries can use ChatGPT. ChatGPT represents a turning point for AI in terms of broad acceptance. As soon as it was available for public use at the whopping cost of free, it became a hit with humans working in a variety of disciplines. But amid the excitement was a touch of unease, as workers wondered whether this AI model was the one that would replace them. From fear, excitement, or a mix of both, nearly everyone was eager to see what it could do. As a result of burgeoning market interest, ChatGPT-fueled applications, lookalikes, and competitors sprang into being nearly overnight. More than 200 such tools were released in a single week, and the flow of releases hasn't slowed. However, it was clear from the start that OpenAI's ChatGPT and underlying GPT models are the benchmarks for the field. This chapter covers some of the many uses of ChatGPT for professionals of every stripe and in several disciplines, including but not limited to developers of business and consumer apps. Because ChatGPT puts programming well within the reach of newbies too, separating its professional and consumer uses is difficult. More uses will come to light over time, and your own imagination may lead you to new uses too. Finding ChatGPT embedded in software. Let's start with a look at where ChatGPT resides in software, tools, and other applications to assist people at work. ChatGPT can be found in the form of extensions and plugins, as well as embedded or integrated in general work applications and specialized tools. Although GPT is an acronym for Generative Pre-trained Transformer, a type of AI large language model, some people jokingly say it means general purpose tool because of its versatility. You're about to see how versatile and prevalent it really is. Locating ChatGPT in business software. Given that Microsoft and OpenAI have a close relationship, it should come as no surprise that Microsoft products were among the first to incorporate ChatGPT. For example, Microsoft's Copilot, which is now infused with GPT-4 and called GitHub Copilot X, is essentially ChatGPT fine-tuned for developers. Although Copilot was designed as a developer's tool, its versatility was soon leveraged to create Microsoft 365 Copilot for more generalized use, and embedded in Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, Teams, and other Microsoft applications. Users will find the embedded AI to be a capable assistant in their daily work. It aids in writing everything from documents to email, builds slides for presentations, and selects and executes formulas in Excel, enabling you to become a power user of these applications with little effort. The point is to make everyone more productive at work, no matter what the nature of their work. Microsoft's Business Chat goes further by leveraging the AI model to work across Microsoft 365 apps and your data, including your calendar, emails and chats, documents, meeting transcripts, and contact list. Business Chat can also create a knowledge model for your organization by making the data easily accessible to and shareable with others in the organization. This more inclusive knowledge model helps prevent the loss of institutional memory when workers leave the company and take their know-how and knowledge of customers, deals, project status, company history, and other key information with them. Remember, always keep data privacy and security in mind. Automated curation of your data by an AI model may expose personal data, proprietary data, and client or customer data that qualifies for PII, personal identifiable information protections. Microsoft takes data privacy seriously, but it can't protect you or your organization from your own actions. Put strong policies in place to ensure that AI and data are used responsibly. Microsoft also introduced Dynamics 365 Copilot to include ChatGPT in its CRM and ERP software. This move brings substantial AI support to sales, service, marketing, operations, and supply chain roles. Microsoft applications are not the only places where you'll find ChatGPT or ChatGPT-inspired AI assistants, not by a long shot. Here's a small sample of the many types of software that use ChatGPT. ChatPDF. Drag and drop a PDF into the app, post a URL, or upload a PDF from your computer, and then add a natural language prompt to get this ChatGPT adaptation to analyze, summarize, and otherwise help you work with the data in the PDF, be that a book, a scientific paper, a presentation, a slideshow, an article, or other content. The maximum number of pages the app can work with in one sweep is 120. ChatPDF is free and ad-free, at least for now, and you can find it online at chatpdf.com. See Figure 6-1 in the print and ebook versions of the book for information on additional features. Snapchat. ChatGPT is known as My AI in the Snapchat Messenger. My AI is a more limited version than the full ChatGPT model you find online, as far as what it can talk about, and a bit of an experiment for Snapchat. But it's still an interesting application that allows users to chat with coworkers, associates, friends, and family with AI assistance. It can answer chats for you if you're away or too busy to make your own reply. You can also chat directly with My AI to give it instructions or get information. ChatSpot. HubSpot's integration of ChatGPT, ChatSpot is designed to enable HubSpot users to extract or modify information in its CRM files using only natural language prompts. This application of ChatGPT will fetch and analyze the customer data you need based on your prompt. Figure 6-2 shows how ChatGPT has essentially become the new user interface for HubSpot, as it has for oodles of other software. QChat. ChatGPT is called QChat in Quizlet and serves as a fully adaptive AI tutor, pulling from Quizlet's immense educational content library. This application is mostly for high school and college students, but adults can learn here as well. QChat might be an early glimpse of the future of on-the-job training programs. You can get a closer look at ChatGPT applications in education in Chapter 7. Figure 6-3 shows QChat tutoring a student learning Spanish. ChatGPT is also being integrated in banking and finance applications and other business functions in a variety of software. Examples of where ChatGPT is often integrated in financial technology, fintech, and business finance applications include customer support, finance AI assistance, investment guidance, economic analyses, and document automation. Integration in existing banking and finance apps is accomplished via the OpenAI API, the official documentation of which can be found at platform.openai.com/docs/introduction. ChatGPT system integrations are also well underway and fast becoming expected by customers. Companies that specialize in system-level integrations, especially for heavily regulated industries such as banking, are appearing on the market or adapting their services just as quickly as app developers are churning out ChatGPT integration with apps. In short, an ecosystem is developing to support ChatGPT applications in heavily regulated industries such as finance and healthcare. Figure 6-4 is one company's pitch to help banks integrate ChatGPT with financial systems and mobile banking apps. This represents only one example of system integrators already working on ChatGPT integrations for heavily regulated industries and should not be construed as an endorsement. As if the proliferation of ChatGPT that I barely touch on in this section isn't enough proof of an exploding adoption rate for an AI model, read on and see where else this new line of generative AI lives. Integrating with everything, everywhere, all at once. OpenAI began rolling out ChatGPT plugins in late March 2023. Barely 10 days after the public launch date of the GPT-4 model. Plugins are specialized tools that help language models like ChatGPT do additional tasks or expand their capabilities, such as using current information from the internet, running specialized computations, or accessing data from third-party services. The first third-party plugins for ChatGPT were Expedia, Fiscal Note, Instacart, Kayak, Klarna, Milo, OpenTable, Shopify, Slack, Speak, Wolfram, and Zapier. These initial plugins were experimental. Others followed as OpenAI approved more developers to build plugins. Plugins bolster the usefulness of ChatGPT and add OpenAI's safety measures to the AI's use in these roles. They can also be used to integrate ChatGPT with other software. The effect is far-reaching and market-changing. For example, Zapier is an automation tool that automates workflows for connecting the apps and services that people use. The Zapier plugin enables ChatGPT to interact with more than 5,000 apps and counting. Meanwhile, Zapier users can use ChatGPT and DALL-E through the integrated plugin to connect and work across apps more easily. The Zapier page in Figure 6-5 shows ChatGPT and DALL-E connectivity options to automate workflow in and across thousands of apps. As another example, the plugin for Wolfram extends ChatGPT's capabilities in mathematical calculations and gives it access to Wolfram's immense library and knowledge base of higher maths, diverse list of formulas, and related mathematical information and theories. With this plugin, ChatGPT can access real-time and curated knowledge through Wolfram Alpha and Wolfram Language. Prior to this plugin, ChatGPT's performance often fell woefully short, even on simple math calculations. Arguably, the plugin that has the biggest effect for the largest number of users is the one for browsing. This plugin allows the AI model to do research on the internet in real time. An AI model can even decide whether to reach out to the internet for more recent info than its dataset provides. Figure 6-6 shows the ChatGPT browsing plugin demo, which you can see online at openai.com/blog/chatgpt-plugins. Look for more plugins that enable ChatGPT to analyze data not included in its training dataset, such as recent, esoteric, proprietary, and highly personal data to come soon. You'll find them listed on the OpenAI ChatGPT website and in the pull-down menu on the ChatGPT Plus user interface. Currently, an experimental ChatGPT model, shown in Figure 6-7, makes it possible for ChatGPT to automatically seek out and install whatever plugins it needs to best respond to your prompt. You can expect to find ChatGPT and its ilk nearly everywhere and in every digital form imaginable. It's here to stay, and its AI models will only get stronger and better going forward. Zooming in on ChatGPT in virtual meetings. ChatGPT, or a version of its underlying AI model, quickly appeared in almost every category of software, and virtual meeting software was near the top of the list. Microsoft Teams Premium launched alongside other ChatGPT-embedded Microsoft products. In this manifestation, the AI assistant is called Intelligent Recap, which pretty much explains its role in meetings. It takes meeting notes, transcribes the conversation, organizes the discussion for quick references on who said and did what, and automates tasks and actions. Not to be outdone, other virtual meeting players were quick to join the party. Chrome extensions loaded with ChatGPT features appeared, such as Tactic for Google Meet, MS Teams, and Zoom, and Noty AI, which delivers ChatGPT summaries for Google Meet and Zoom. It's yet to be seen how these developments will affect earlier AI-based speech-to-text meeting transcriber applications with similar features, such as Otter AI, which is compatible with Zoom, Google Meet, and Google Calendar, Nada, VoiceGain, and Transcriptor. Letting ChatGPT summarize and translate. ChatGPT models can understand and translate a multitude of human languages. However, its language outputs are subject to error, especially when the text is complex or the respective vocabularies of the language pairs are widely different. It's always a good idea to have human translators check ChatGPT's work before publishing, broadcasting, or speaking. For help with pronunciation, to practice your language skills, or to learn a new language, check out the ChatGPT plugin called Speak, which is a foreign language tutor. ChatGPT also understands many computer programming languages, but the current batch of integrations and plugins make ChatGPT most useful in writing computer code. You get to see how that works in a later section, Coding with ChatGPT and Copilot X. Leveraging ChatGPT's language versatility is a smart move in many ways. You can paste a sentence or an entire document into ChatGPT and ask it to translate. ChatGPT can also translate and summarize a document for a quicker read. If you then decide that you want to read the translation of the entire piece, you can prompt ChatGPT to output that as well. You can also translate text in the same language but in the vocabulary of a different time or writing style. For example, you can prompt ChatGPT to convert text to the style of any writer. Want your manuscript rewritten in Shakespeare's or Hemingway's style? Want it written in the style and language of a writer from another land? Prefer your marketing prose rewritten in the style of your manager or a scientist? Yes, ChatGPT can do any of that. The possibilities are endless. In Figure 6-8, I randomly pulled ad copy from a marketing email sent to me by Red Lobster and asked ChatGPT to rewrite it as Shakespeare might have written it. The dish sounds yummy to me either way. Searching for ChatGPT in other applications. In a matter of a few weeks, ChatGPT and the AI models it was built on rapidly became the backbone of so many applications and services that it was almost impossible to keep track. Speed was of the essence as it became steadily more evident that this hot new technology was not trend, but a flame burning down the tools and processes that formerly made work, well, work. This growing sense of urgency led more than a few competitors to release their own AI models too early. Bard, Google's answer to ChatGPT, is one example. Google was under pressure to respond after Microsoft announced the integration of ChatGPT with its search engine Bing. The rush to market backfired. Google's parent company, Alphabet, lost a reported $100 billion in market value in a single day after Bard goofed in a public demonstration and produced an obviously wrong answer to a question. Both Bard and ChatGPT are works in progress, but ChatGPT was clearly in the lead at the outset. this surprised many because Google has long been thought of as having innovation superpowers and killer AI skills. Bing has long been eating dust from the Google search engine's consumption of market share. It's truly remarkable that ChatGPT turned the tables in favor of Microsoft seemingly overnight. Let that be a lesson in how quickly ChatGPT and its kind can shift or create market advantage for you or your competitors. To Microsoft's credit, it spent no time resting on its laurels in building a dedicated supercomputer for OpenAI to build and train its generative AI models. Nor did it pause after being the first to market with its own product integrations with ChatGPT. Early on, Microsoft made the Ghostwriter app available to Office users. Ghostwriter is built on ChatGPT and is a writing assistant for Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, and Word as an add-in. Figure 6-9 shows Ghostwriter in Word. You can find it on the Microsoft App Source page at appsource.microsoft.com/en-us/product/office/WA2000005107?TAB=overview:exp=UBP8. Microsoft also allowed a select number of ChatGPT-based apps to be added to the Microsoft Store. App stores run by other tech giants have ChatGPT apps too. As Figure 6-10 shows, it's a mistake to think that ChatGPT's integration or repurposed uses are limited to the works of the tech giants. Developers across all industries and company sizes are stepping up to create new ChatGPT-fueled applications. Check app stores and other sources regularly to find new applications for this technology. Warning: any ChatGPT app could be fake or loaded with malware. Look for apps made or approved by OpenAI, Google, Microsoft, Apple, or some other reputable developer or company. Seeing ChatGPT in AR, VR, and the metaverse. It didn't take long for creatives of all stripes to turn to ChatGPT to help formulate new ideas. Virtual reality, VR, augmented reality, AR, and metaverse designers were among them. Augmented reality, AR applications infuse text, images, and audio atop a view of the real world. The merged presentation of real and virtual is viewed on a screen on, for example, a smartphone, tablet, or smart glasses. Developers are using ChatGPT to rapidly and cheaply create informational text, games, and animated cartoon characters, among other things that they want to overlay on real screens. A metaverse, on the other hand, is virtual reality, VR, in the form of a complex and self-contained world. It can be a mirror of our own world, different in some way, or even an alien world. Human imagination is the limit of their design, but the data used within is a controlled and siloed database. This environment is ideal for an AI model like ChatGPT because it more clearly defines the model's various roles, curtailing and sharpening the context of each. In addition, the data these roles draw from to converse is limited and therefore less prone to errors. Metaverse designers are already using ChatGPT in avatars to bring them to life. One interesting application is ChatGPT-driven avatars fashioned after a user's dead loved one. Perhaps that application can bring solace to users who are grieving or simply want to keep their loved one's memory fresh. Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook and a big fan of all things metaverse, has its own large language chatty AI model called Llama. The 65 billion parameter model was leaked on 4chan about a week after it was announced. Llama is not a chatbot, but an open-source research package intended for AI researcher use. It's troublesome that the entire Llama package was leaked on 4chan, where many in cybersecurity expect bad people to do bad things with it, such as make more sophisticated spam, phishing attempts, and outright attacks on unsuspecting people in the real world and in metaverses. This may prove to be the case eventually, but the bad guys will need a lot of skill to make it happen, because Llama is currently in raw form and far from operational. Warning. In any case, be aware of the potential threat and tread carefully. Also realize that fake extensions posing as ChatGPT on browsers are a simpler way to fool you than using an AI chatbot to fool you. Watch out for those, too. Discovering ChatGPT in search engines. Search engines were the first place where ChatGPT and competitors showed up, other than its original browser form. And the first search engine to integrate ChatGPT was Microsoft Bing. One way you can access it is by opening the Bing page, bing.com, on your browser. The page shown in Figure 6-11 appears. Another way to access Bing is to hover your cursor over the Discover icon to get to Edge Copilot. You can find the icon at the top right of the sidebar near the search bar. Google Search uses Bard instead, which is Google's answer to ChatGPT. To access Bard, go to bard.google.com by using Google Chrome or another browser. Figure 6-12 in the print and ebook versions of the book shows Bard's prompt page in a browser. Google is also reportedly creating Magi, a new search engine built on AI to compete with Bing and ChatGPT. Meanwhile, Google is working to beef up Bard and further fine-tune its performance. The Firefox browser enables users to display ChatGPT responses alongside Google search results through an add-on called ChatGPT for Google, which also, of course, works with Google Search on Chrome. See Figure 6-13. You can find this add-on for Firefox at addons.mozilla.org/en-us/firefox/add-on/chatgpt-4-google. These are three of the most commonly used browsers, so I'll stop here. However, given ChatGPT's astounding proliferation rate, it's safe to say that all browsers will eventually have ChatGPT-like functionalities in one way or another. Warning. To avoid malware, it's generally safer to use search engines that contain ChatGPT or something similar, such as Bard, than it is to download an extension. However, that's not always true, as there are security threats unique to generative AI, such as prompt injections. Always use caution in downloading extensions, add-ins, or other apps. Coding with ChatGPT and Copilot X. Developers are reporting that ChatGPT helps to do about 75% of their work. They can then focus on more complex parts of the coding work and review what the AI has done before going to production. Not all developers are happy about the proliferation of ChatGPT and its use in writing code. Their distrust and criticisms are largely warranted. However, for developers who like the new AI assistants, the promise of faster times to production with less effort on more tedious tasks is welcomed. Many look upon such AI-assisted tools as eager and prolific junior developers who need a lot of handholding, supervision, and mentoring. ChatGPT isn't the only or the first assistant-like tool that senior developers are using for help in writing code. The combination of VS Code and Copilot, which now packs more oomph through the Copilot X upgrade, is a favorite for many developers. VS Code, not to be confused with Visual Studio, an expensive coding software suite, is a free source code editor. This developer tool for building and debugging web and cloud applications is crazy easy to use. You can find VS Code at github.com/Microsoft/VS Code. Microsoft also makes Copilot, which in this context is a VS Code extension. Copilot looks like autocomplete in that it makes suggestions as you code. To install Copilot, go to marketplace.visualstudio.com/items?item name=github.copilot. Copilot's suggestions show up in gray text on your screen. You press Tab to accept its suggestion and then press Enter to move to the next line. In many cases, Copilot will continue to suggest one line of code after another until you've pretty much written a program. But, and there's always a but, isn't there? Copilot often makes coding errors. Developers have to watch it closely and edit the machine's work as necessary. Even so, it's amazing how those with no or little experience writing code can use Copilot to write a very simple program. Microsoft has upgraded Copilot by adding ChatGPT to it and calling the package Copilot X. This substantial upgrade adopts the GPT-4-based model and introduces chat and voice features. Developers out there will be happy to learn that these new features will enable them to make a pull request, summon syntax to help write and execute code on the command line, and request explanations of the code or create full documentation of new or old code. Figure 6-14 illustrates how Copilot X works, starting with Mona Lisa's prompt at the top left. These tools are not a panacea, nor a replacement for human developers. They do, however, signify a giant leap in developer tool enhancements. Learning where to use ChatGPT for marketing. The most popular uses of ChatGPT in marketing are content creation and lead generation. Other great uses include sentiment analysis, ad campaign analysis, A/B testing, personalized product and content recommendations, and social media management. Other types of tools have been available for years to assist with or automate lots of these tasks, and many of them perform very well. However, ChatGPT is unique as a superb and easy-to-use content generator. It also offers a unified approach to marketing tasks and messaging consistency, as well as an advanced means of accomplishing personalized marketing, such as in email campaigns and in marketing product or service suggestions based on customer preferences and past purchasing behaviors. Customer service is another area where ChatGPT excels, especially on e-commerce sites. Examples include customer self-service problem resolutions, FAQs, content, and tutorials. ChatGPT is also good at providing support in multiple languages. Retrieving smart answers for HR. ChatGPT can help HR departments with recruitment and hiring efforts by eliminating the need to rely on SEO keywords to sort and screen candidates. Instead, ChatGPT can analyze and summarize a candidate's qualifications based on a resume and other data, comparing that information to the job description and job requirements, and providing a better list of matched candidates. ChatGPT can also assist in other areas of HR where a more human-like touch is useful, and the ease of natural language communication is more efficient than data entry or limited bot interactions. Examples include onboarding, training, equipment disbursement, security screenings, software access disbursements, employee engagement, vacation and personal time off scheduling, compliance management, and performance management. Harnessing ChatGPT in legal. ChatGPT can be used by legal professionals to rapidly write and edit almost all types of legal documents, summarize a document for quick review, and analyze and flag outlier terms in legal documents. It will be a huge help in creating documents and closing agreements in a speedy fashion. Of course, attorneys should always closely review ChatGPT's output before declaring any content it generates as official before executing it. ChatGPT can also translate esoteric legal language and uncover intentional misdirection in legal documents or communications. For example, laypeople will be able to use ChatGPT to summarize everything written or spoken, such as rental agreements, online terms of service, purchase agreements, and SLAs. In this way, ChatGPT will be the bane of existence to legal professionals everywhere. Discovery is another area where ChatGPT can be a big help to the legal profession. This AI model can make short work of sorting and/or summarizing the content of the following: call recordings, cell phone carrier records, work records, visitation records, school records, emails, chats, and texts, social media posts and images, calendar data, relationship data, sentiment analysis, documents and files, crime scene and accident scene images and measurements, emergency care and healthcare data, other items used in discovery to access facts relevant to the case. Just as attorneys once had secretaries to type their documents and missives, only to end up doing it themselves with templates and computer programs, ChatGPT is likely to bring the cycle around to a digital assistant who can handle those tasks automatically and deliver them for an attorney's review incredibly fast. Tasks that ChatGPT can help with in the legal field include the following: legal research, contract review, compliance and regulatory analysis, e-discovery, document generation. At some point, you can expect other applications of ChatGPT and GPT models in law, ranging from aiding judges to providing law enforcement with comprehensive information on suspects. But once again, ChatGPT is an assistant or a tool. It's not a replacement for most in the legal and law professions. Storytelling in journalism. Now that plugins give ChatGPT access to real-time and recent data, it can generate news reports for media outlets on everything from short reports on breaking news and current events to long-form analysis pieces. However, outside of relatively straightforward fact reporting, ChatGPT is not a replacement for reporters. The reason is simpler than its limitations, shortcomings, and occasional hallucinations. ChatGPT can't predict a future event with certitude, nor can it see and analyze hidden events when the data and evidence is not digitalized, is deliberately obscured, or is labeled incorrectly. Discovery work must be done by human journalists who know where to look for evidence, how to conduct fruitful interviews with often belligerent and uncooperating subjects, and how to pick up on suspicious behaviors such as off-camera body language or other cues that something is amiss. ChatGPT can analyze a prompt and predict which words come next from data it deems a match. Only humans can conduct an investigation of an event that just occurred in the physical world and is not yet accounted for in digital information. Indeed, much of the data on the internet began as a media or news report. The internet doesn't pull information into itself from thin air, and neither does ChatGPT. ChatGPT can be useful in delivering weather reports and sports scores, but it can't investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Congress, chronicle damage in the immediate aftermath of a natural disaster, or catch criminal behavior where data does not exist or is convincingly mislabeled or hidden. These are challenges for human journalists as well, but they are more capable than AI models at figuring these things out and rendering a responsible accounting of events. Additionally, given that AI hallucinates and presents a danger in spreading misinformation, disinformation, propaganda, and conspiracy theories, it's irresponsible for the news media to allow ChatGPT to report anything without close and constant supervision. CNET found that out when it trialed ChatGPT to write economic explainers, only for observers to report multiple errors in the copy. ChatGPT could easily kill a news outlet's credibility. However, ChatGPT is still a helpful tool for journalists. Data journalism, which is data-driven reporting delivered in everything from investigative news reports to lifestyle infographics, has been a goal for news outlets for years, and many do a decent job with it. However, most journalists would rather mind events than mine data. ChatGPT greatly simplifies the task by doing the data analysis and online research for reporters. Again, ChatGPT must be fact-checked, but even so, its time to output far outpaces journalists doing the mundane legwork themselves. ChatGPT can also help the news media in creating seasonal, evergreen, trending, or custom content where the data is plentiful and generally not controversial or hurried. Industrious reporters will find more ways to use ChatGPT as a useful tool in a grueling field where words and facts matter. Consulting ChatGPT in healthcare. While use cases in healthcare are still emerging and evolving, several are already in the works around the globe. In medical research, ChatGPT can analyze and quickly summarize large volumes of data from patient records, medical research, medical imaging, and other clinical and research sources. This capability saves time and enables both researchers and clinicians to quickly get the information they need to deliver quality care. ChatGPT can also conceivably compile and manage patient electronic medical records, EMR, and doctor notes. Telemedicine self-service could be powered by ChatGPT to serve much like insurance nurse lines do now. Patients could tell the bot their symptoms, and the AI model could then triage the level of care needed and deliver instructions when self-care is warranted. ChatGPT also works well for patient education in everything from generating informative content to answering questions. Cashing in on ChatGPT in finance. The initial primary interests of banks and financial institutions in using ChatGPT is in customer service and fraud detection. Other use cases include risk management, investment analysis, compliance and regulation, and more customer-friendly app dashboards. The finance industry is among the slowest to incorporate new technologies, and ChatGPT and other generative AI models are no exception. And for good reason. If ChatGPT makes errors in banking, the losses to institutions and individuals alike could be substantial.